Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, February 11th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Journey. Leading off today, in response to growing concerns about AirTag and the Find My network being used for unwanted tracking and stalking, Apple has announced a handful of changes coming over the course of the rest of this year. The company reaffirms that AirTag was designed to help people locate their personal belongings, not to track people, and these forthcoming changes aim to make that clear. First and foremost, Apple acknowledges that it has been actively working with law enforcement on AirTag-related requests. Based on this work, Apple says that incidents of AirTag misuse are rare, but that it has successfully partnered with law enforcement on these cases to help trace AirTags back to perpetrators. The first change is that Apple says with an upcoming software update, every user setting up an AirTag will see a new message that clearly states AirTag is meant to be used to track belongings, and that AirTags are linked to your Apple ID, and that law enforcement can request this identifying information. Apple is also significantly improving the notifications that users see on their iPhone when an unknown Find My accessory is detected near them. In the past, users might have seen a vague unknown accessory detected alert on their iPhone's lock screen and in the Find My application, and these notifications were presented for accessories like AirPods 3, AirPods Pro, AirPods Max, and third-party item trackers. Going forward, Apple says that these alerts will be clearer and will identify the exact accessory. For instance, if an unknown pair of AirPods Pro is detected as moving with you, the alert will clearly state that AirPods Pro have been detected, instead of a vague unknown accessory detected alert. The unknown accessory detected alert will not appear if the accessory is an AirTag, and if an AirTag is detected, the alert will clearly state that an AirTag has been found moving with you. Once this change is rolled out, Apple says that the only time a user should see the unknown accessory detected alert is if an accessory is detected, but the Find My application has issues connecting to them or the server at that time. While those changes are coming in future software updates, Apple also says it is investigating a series of updates that it plans to introduce later this year. The most notable change here is support for using the Precision Finding feature for an unknown AirTag. Precision Finding is currently supported for locating a lost AirTag that is linked to your Apple ID. The feature uses the U1 chip in your iPhone to help pinpoint the exact location of a lost item. And with this change coming later this year, users will be able to use Precision Finding to locate an unwanted AirTag that is near them, not only AirTags that are linked to your Apple ID. Apple is also expanding on AirTag's existing safety feature that makes the item tracker emit a sound after it has been separated from its owner at a random time within an interval of 8 hours and 24 hours. With a feature change coming later this year, Apple says that when an AirTag makes this sound, iOS will also show an alert on nearby iPhones, allowing users to take quick action, including playing the sound again or using Precision Finding. Apple explains that this change will help in cases where the AirTag may be in a location where it's hard to hear, or if the AirTag speaker has been tampered with. All of these improvements are steps in the right direction, but Apple's timeline about when these features will roll out is pretty vague. Some of the changes are teased as coming soon in a future software update, while others are being investigated and could arrive sometime later this year. In other news today, 2 weeks after the release of iOS 15.3, Apple is now rolling out iOS 15.3.1 and iPadOS 15.3.1 to iPhone and iPad users. You can update your iPhone to iOS 15.3.1 in the Settings application, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. According to Apple's release notes, iOS 15.3.1 provides important security updates for your iPhone and fixes an issue that may cause Braille displays to stop responding. The security fix is specifically focused on WebKit, the engine that powers Apple's Safari web browser and third-party browsers on the iPhone. Apple says that it is aware of a report where this issue may have been actively exploited. Apple is also rolling out watchOS 8.4.2 with a similar security fix, and macOS Monterey 12.2.1 with a fix for a bug that saw Intel-powered MacBooks drain battery at an incredibly quick rate due to a bug in Bluetooth connectivity. Again, all of these updates are rolling out to your devices starting today. We are sponsored this week by Journey. This month, we're giving away Apple's latest iPhone 13 to one lucky reader to help celebrate the launch of the latest Journey cases from our friends at A-Logic. Designed to protect, the new Journey lineup of iPhone cases can withstand falls of up to 6 feet, and they're designed to age beautifully with high-quality leather that gets softer over time and ages with a unique look. They include very minimal branding for a clean and modern design, and they come in at just 0.07 inches at its edge. These are some of the slimmest leather cases on the market, and they even include a built-in array of magnets to support all of Apple's MagSafe accessories. You can get 10% off the new Journey cases for iPhone for a limited time with code JOURNEY10. Learn more and enter the iPhone 13 giveaway at the link in the show notes below. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
All of this weekend's best Apple-friendly deals are now up for the taking, with Amazon kicking things off by offering a series of discounts across Apple's latest 11-inch M1 iPad Pro lineup. Available in a variety of storage capacities and configurations, you'll be able to save upwards of $149 while locking in the first notable discount since back in December. Pricing starts at $749 this time around and delivers some rare chances to save on the smaller of Apple's two M1 tablets. Centered around the M1 chip, Apple's latest iPad Pro delivers an 11-inch Liquid Retina display alongside Thunderbolt connectivity. That's alongside Wi-Fi 6, Face ID, and all-day battery life, on top of staples in the iPadOS lineup like Apple Pencil support. Ideal for everything from media consumption to digital artistry and other work, the compact iPad Pro delivers plenty of power in its portable package. Carrying those savings over to one of the latest iPhone accessories, Amazon is now also offering the official Apple MagSafe battery pack for $88. Marking the first discount since right before Christmas, today's offer is $2 under that previous mention, while marking the second best price to date. Whether you're rocking an iPhone 12 or the newer 13 handset, the official Apple MagSafe battery pack arrives to dish out some extra power while on the go. It can refuel your handset at 5-watt speeds from the internal battery, though steps up to offer the full 15-watt MagSafe charging speeds when plugged in with a USB-C cable. It has a slick white plastic shell that will work with everything from Apple's miniest handsets all the way up to the Pro Max releases. And last up today, Amazon is currently discounting a wide selection of official Apple Watch bands starting at $37. Ranging from the latest sport offerings to more premium leather straps, link bracelets, and more, these are rare price cuts across the board and some of the first all-around discounts that the lineup has seen. Leading the way is a new all-time low on the 41mm leather link at $50. Down from its usual $99 price tag, you're looking at 50% in savings while beating the original discount we tracked by $30 in order to mark the best price to date. Comprised of handcrafted Granada leather made in France, this is certainly one of the more premium bands in Apple's official stable, and it was just refreshed for the Apple Watch Series 7 last fall. Alongside its stylish appearance, the leather link band also features a magnetic design that locks in place without having to fuss with a clasp. You'll find all of today's other best Apple deals over at 9to5toys.com as well.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it is very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can find all of the latest Apple news 24/7 on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.